So we're here with Dr. Carol McConnery to talk about the rollout for vaccines for children aged 5 to 11. Dr. McConnery, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So you explain about the logistics about how this rollout is ongoing here in the Outaouais.
Yes, well, we started the platform for booking an appointment has been open since Tuesday, and we started officially immunizing children Wednesday. So it's in the Outaouais and in Quebec, it's a hybrid distribution system. So the vaccines have already started being given out in the immunization sites everywhere in the Outaouais, and parents can go on Click Santé and book their appointment for their child right now. And starting Monday, we're doing schools, school-based immunizations in some schools, but all the schools in the Pontiac and in the Vallée de la Gatineau, the areas where schools are sort of dispersed everywhere, will have a mobile team that will visit the school and parents will receive the information. There's 125 schools in the Outaouais. Not all the schools will be visited, but each school board has been organizing. So, for example, if in an urban area there's five schools in the same neighborhood, well, kids will be bused to one school, or some schools have decided to bus the kids towards the immunization clinic. But starting Monday, there's a whole calendar of visits to the schools in the Outaouais area, so the children can be immunized there.
And is there a sort of a timeline or a target rate of immunization that you're looking to achieve here?
Yeah, well, there's no coverage rate. There's no percentage of coverage rates. What we want to do is we want to make sure that all children between the ages of 5 and 11 have access to a vaccine before the holidays, before the Christmas holidays. And to do that, while we're doing this hybrid way of distributing the vaccine. And we're hoping that, you know, most of 5 to 11-year-olds will get the vaccine, but there's no percentage rate or coverage rate that we're looking for.
And could we talk a little bit about how this vaccine itself differs from the dosage or from the vaccine that's given to adults?
Yes, this is a vaccine. It's a specific pediatric formulation of the Pfizer vaccine. So for Pfizer vaccine that we used in children, in people over the age of 12, there was 30 micrograms. There is 30 micrograms of RNA messenger. For this pediatric formulation, there's 10 micrograms, so three times less than the adult formulation. And also the dose is only 0.2 milliliters in the little muscle. So with this formula, you know, children have a very good immune system, and these vaccines we know are very immunogenic. I mean, they work very well. So in children with this formulation, well, less side effects. And we've seen that there's over 3 million children in the U.S. have had the vaccine in the last 2 weeks, and there's no really, you know, red flag or signal that kids have been really sick. And I think that, you know, they'll have a bit of fever, and they can have a bit of fever and sore arm, but we haven't seen any big red flag saying, oh, this vaccine causes bad side effects. So this is really a pediatric formulation that's indicated for this population.
So could you talk a little bit about the side effects? What can people expect here if their children do get the
Well,
vaccine?
Like every other vaccine, remember that 95% of children in Quebec have had their whole immunization, their immunization calendar, when they were children, the immunization rates are pretty high in Quebec and in the Outaouais. So it's the same kind of thing: soreness at the site of injection, a bit of redness. Some kids will have a bit of fever. Some kids maybe a bit of a headache, but you know that's about it. There's, like I said, there has been no signal of important or really bad side effects with this pediatric formulation so far.
And it's just Pfizer so far that's been had their formulation approved?
Yes, I know there are other companies that are, you know, preparing or have submitted maybe for approval, but right now we're using the Pfizer, and there's lots of doses, so we have enough to immunize everybody with the first dose before Christmas, and then the second dose 8 weeks from the first dose.
And just one thing that I've sort of seen, this is anecdotal here entirely on social media and that sort of thing, but even people that might have gotten the vaccine themselves or are not necessarily skeptics in any way, it gets a little different when they're talking about immunizing children this young as well. So could you talk a little bit just about the reasoning why, since children, it seems like they have a lower rate of hospitalization or seem to get less severe symptoms. So what's the reasoning behind immunizing the children?
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to our kids, it's a whole new ball game. Vaccine hesitancy, you know, has been around for a long time. And we know right now for these children, about 60-65% of parents are going to be first in line, and their appointments are booked. There's another, you know, there's always 3-4% of the population that, you know, will not get their children immunized and are not immunized themselves. But the other 25-30%, well, these people, they're either going to wait a little bit, or they, you know, I always say, you know, they need to talk to a credible person with what they have, you know, they have confidence in. It could be a pharmacist, a nurse, their family doctor, or somebody with the credible. Go on, there's websites and there's all kinds of tools. And I think it's normal, but you're right that children don't get very sick. When they do, though, they can have a rare complication, a multisystemic inflammatory syndrome. But, you know, this pandemic has been running our lives for almost 2 years, and kids have learned to live and have had the consequences of this pandemic, like school closures, class closures, staying home, not seeing their friends. So I think, and we know that immunizing this age group will decrease the circulation of the virus within the community. So you're right, the burden of disease in children is not that bad, but I think that, you know, for the decreasing and also having these kids maybe not missing as much school, being withdrawn from school, et cetera, that's a valid reason to offer this vaccine.
And that touches on, I think, something that's important to note here is that even if it's protecting, it's not necessarily just protecting the children, right? Because being vaccinated also lowers the rate of transmission, from what I understand. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, we're seeing it now. If you look at, you know, the age groups that have had the highest vaccine coverage, we have no cases really in people over the age of, we vaccination is not 100% effective, so you can still be infected. So that's a message, you know, it's not 100% effective, so you can be infected. People that are double vaxxed that are infected are not very sick. They have very mild symptoms. So we know that, and vaccines work that way, not just for COVID. You need to have a high coverage rate if you want to stop the circulation of the virus. So we know that the more we immunize this group of children, the more we immunize everybody. So this is a call to, if anybody out there still hasn't had their first dose, please have your first dose, because we need to have a high coverage rate to minimize the amount of virus that circulates in our communities.
And you said they get less symptoms, but does that actually make them the virus less transmissible? Like they're not spreading it to as many people?
We know that they can still transmit, but the duration of the transmission is not as long as people. So let's say I'm not immunized, I get infected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be transmitting for about, you know, I can be transmitting for about a week, but if I'm immunized, that lasts for about 48 hours, less.
So it's a timing sort of thing? You get over the virus itself quicker, so you're transmitting for less time?
Well, they're not sick very much. The people that are double vaxxed, they're not hospitalized. That's the objective of this program, hospitalizations and deaths. And that's working very well with our vaccines. We see that if you look at the waves, and we see that, you know, right now our population that's most infected is kids. Is children under the age of 12. They're not protected. They're not immunized yet.
Dr. McConner, I want to thank you for your time. If you have any sort of wrap-up points to make or anything that we didn't touch on here so far?
Well, I think that if parents have questions and they don't find the answer either on the websites and tools that are available on Quebec.ca. They can always go to an immunization site. I mean, these people have been immunizing people against COVID for almost a year now. They've seen thousands and thousands of hesitant people. They've answered questions. They do the immunization questionnaire. And it doesn't mean that because you walk into an immunization clinic that they're going to immunize. You can go to the immunization clinic, talk to a nurse or an evaluator that's been there for a long time, get the information, go back home, think about it, decide, and then book your appointment. So I think, people need to go to a credible source of information to make a decision about whether or not they vaccinate their child.
And what are some common misconceptions that you're hearing or coming across?
Well, it's a new vaccine, so that's the number one. The thing you said, well, kids are not that sick, and the side effects, of course. But like I said, we have a big cohort now of children that have been immunized, so we can look at that data. But, and this new vaccine, I mean, it's been, even for adults, that was the number one. Well, it's new. It just got licensed. But when we licensed the vaccine for polio, I don't think that we had a 15-year look at this vaccine before. We know it's a pandemic. We know it's a virus that has high mortality and morbidity. So the vaccine, I mean, we've given out I don't know many billions of doses of the adult vaccine in the world, and there's no real, there's less side effects than we thought when we first started the immunization program in adults, and we've seen a lot less, of course, sore arm, people have been sick, people have been in bed for 24 hours, but for severe side effects, we haven't had, that much.
Dr. McConnery, I want to thank you for your time again.
You're welcome.